You know that, well, it should be, but that audio is so good. Does Dave have this? Because if Dave doesn't have this, he needs it.
Dude, I just found out about it. So, with Sean yesterday, somebody else is in there. I hear some voices. So, I hope I didn't cut anybody off. But yeah, this is freaking amazing. I mean, I like it. And then I was told that there's another way to connect in. I was talking with Kay. He's really knowledgeable about all of this stuff. So, I like it. I like it a lot.
You're in your head, Wally. FYI.
Hey, I'm having a hard time finding a TANAPA number for your radio. I've been downloading every freaking firmware I can, but I don't want to brick your radio. The problem with your radio is it's a little bit on the newer side. It comes standard with 209 firmware, so you can't go any lower than that because then you'll brick the radio. And that number has to do with what hardware they've changed in the radio. Just letting you know, I didn't forget about it.
Okay. Morning there, Tim. You know, there's two different radios that I sent you there, right?
Yeah, one was a handy-talky, one was the mobile. Yeah, I got that. So the thing is that, I mean, you could take the risk of doing it, but then, you know, sometimes it has to do with, you know, the higher or the lower end of the frequency, but sometimes it has to do with, you know, they changed a chip or they changed a diode or they changed some configuration, and it will wipe it out, so it'll brick it. And if it bricks it and you can't get it into flash zip mode, you're done. So, I mean, I haven't taken that risk in any of these radios yet, and I don't think you want to, too, because, heck, these things are like $500 a pop nowadays, even used. So I'll keep looking. Like I said, every time I see a new firmware, I download it, and then I just check it with Depot. But that number, the model numbers all match, but that TANAPA number has to match perfectly, and then there's no risk.
I think I got another one, though, if I remember. I'll take a picture of it. Go ahead, Tim.